Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Hello, welcome back to the PC Speaking Podcast and our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today is day number 93 of our program. Our reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 16 through 18, just reading in the Old Testament today. Our passage today that we'll be reading gives us a comprehensive view of Israel's communal worship practices, their justice system, leadership ideals, and some prophetic expectation. Deuteronomy 16 outlines the observance of three major festivals: the Passover, the Festival of Weeks, and the Festival of Tabernacle. These festivals are times of remembrance, celebration. They commemorate the Exodus from Egypt, the harvest, and Israel's wandering in the wilderness, respectively. And chapter 16 emphasizes the importance of justice and righteousness and connects worship and celebration together with ethical living. Chapter 17 deals with the laws regarding administration justice, including the handling of idolatry and the requirement for witnesses in capital cases. It also provides instructions for the future kings of Israel. It emphasizes that the king should not acquire excessive horses, wives, or wealth, which is something Solomon obviously did wrong, and that the king should write a copy of the law to read all his life to ensure that God's commandments guide him in his reign as king. Deuteronomy 18 discusses the roles and rights of the Levites priests who serve God and the community without a territorial inheritance like the other tribes received. It also condemns various forms of pagan practices, including divination and child sacrifices. Let's go to our reading. Beginning in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God of the flock of the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. You shall eat unleavened bread with it 7 days, even the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life. No yeast shall be seen with you in all your borders 7 days. Neither shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover with any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, but at the place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell in. There you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came out of Egypt. You shall roast and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses. In the morning, you shall return to your tents. 6 days, you shall eat unleavened bread. On the seventh day, you shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work. You shall count for yourselves 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain. You shall begin to count 7 weeks. You shall keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give according to how the Lord your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow who are amongst you in the place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt. You shall observe and do these statutes. You shall keep the Feast of Booths 7 days after you have gathered in your threshing floor and from your wine press. You shall rejoice in your feast, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite, the foreigner, the fatherless, the widow who are within your gates. You shall keep a feast to the Lord your God 7 days in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your increase and in all your work of your hands, and you shall be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year, all of your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, in the Feast of Booths. They shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the Lord your God's blessings, which he has given you. You shall make judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not pervert the justice. You shall not show partiality. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. You shall follow that which is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not plant for yourselves an Asherah of any kind of tree besides the Lord your God's altar, which you shall make for yourselves. Neither shall you set yourself up a sacred stone, which the Lord your God hates. Deuteronomy chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God an ox or a sheep in which a defect or anything evil, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found amongst you with any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives, a man or woman who does that which is evil in the Lord your God's sight in transgressing his covenant and has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, or the sun or the moon or any of the stars of the sky, which I have not commanded, and you are told and you have heard of it, then you shall inquire diligently. Behold, if it is true and then the thing certain that such abomination is done in Israel, then you shall bring out that man or that woman who has done this thing to your gates, even that same man or woman, and you shall stone them to death with stones at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses. He who is to die shall be put to death. At the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You shall remove the evil from amongst you. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses. You shall come to the priests who are Levites and to the judge who shall be in those days. You shall inquire, and they shall give you the verdict. You shall do according to the decisions of the verdict which they shall give you from that place which the Lord chooses. You shall observe to do according to all that they shall teach you, according to the decisions of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn away from the sentence which they announce to you to the right hand nor to the left. The man who does not presumptuously and not who does presumptuously and not listening to the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord your God or to the judge, even that man shall die. You shall put away the evil from Israel. All the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. When you have come to the land which the Lord your God gives you and possesses it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. You shall surely set him who the Lord your God chooses as king over yourselves. You shall set as king over you one from amongst your brothers. You may not put a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Only he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he may multiply horses, because the Lord has said to you, you shall not go back that way again. He shall not multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. He shall not greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. It shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write himself a copy of this law in a book and out of that which is before the Levitical priest. It shall be with him, and he shall read from it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of his law and the statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brothers, and that he not turn away from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end of that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, and he and his children in the middle of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 18. The priests and the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion nor an inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord, made by fire, and his portion. They shall have no inheritance among their brothers. The Lord is their inheritance, and he has spoken to them. This shall be the priests' due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, that they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the two cheeks, and the inner parts. You shall give him the first fruit of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all the tribes to stand and minister in the Lord's name, him and his sons forever. If a Levite comes from any of your gates, out of all Israel where he lives, and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brothers, the Levites, do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat in addition to that which comes from the sale of his family possessions. And when you have come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found with you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who tells fortunes, or an enchanter, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or someone who consults with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord because of these abominations. The Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless with the Lord your God. For these nations that you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice sorcery and to the diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you so to do. The Lord your God will raise up to you a prophet from amongst you of your brothers like me. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the Lord my God's voice, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I not die. The Lord said to me, They have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brothers like you. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. It shall happen that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. You may say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the Lord's name, if the thing doesn't follow nor happen, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Well, that's our reading for today. A little interesting bit on prophets there at the end. Some things to think about. A few thoughts to finish up today. Reflect on the significance of the three festivals that we talked about. The Passover, Festival of Weeks, Festival of Tabernacles. How do these celebrations deepen your understanding of God's provision and faithfulness? Consider the connection between worship, celebration, and justice in Deuteronomy 16. And how does that connection influence your approach to faith and community life? And what principles can we learn from the guidelines given to Israel's future kings? How might these principles apply to leadership and our own lives today? And one more thing, if you'd like to take it a little further today, maybe you have some more time to study, something you might want to dig into as a suggestion, biblical leadership principles. Analyze the instructions for kings within the broader biblical context of leadership and compare these ideals with New Testament teachings on leadership and servanthood. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul